This is the rundown with Rubio for Monday, March 18th, 2024. Everything happens for a reason. All right, everyone can stop using the term long COVID. This was supposedly the after effect of once you had COVID, it just lingered and lingered and lingered with you. And that was basically just to promote more fear. Ooh, scary, scary. You got to get the vaccine. Blah, blah, blah. That doesn't stop the Rona. You can still pass it. You can still get sick from it. And you can still die from it. But you still got to do it because you got this long COVID. Well, it turns out they did some studies and long COVID symptoms are literally the exact same thing as recovering from a flu. So if you're afraid of the flu, then I guess you can be afraid of the Rona. And if you're afraid of the Rona, you can be afraid of the flu because basically they're the exact same thing. So everyone just kind of just man up and just, you got the flu, sit at home, drink some orange juice, get some turkey soup, and then call it a day. There are winners and losers in life. This is hilarious. Don Lemon was trying to get hired by X to have a new news show. Don Lemon is a former reporter on CNN. He got fired about 7 months ago because he's just not that good. And this is, to be honest, the main reason why he was hired is because he's a gay black guy, and they checked two boxes. Because if you ever watched him, he's completely biased, which I get CNN's going to do that, just like Fox and Newsmax are going to do the exact same thing. But he's not good. And so Elon said, yeah, you can put your show on X just like everyone else. And Don Lemon came up with a contract. This is his contract he wanted to be owned by X, essentially. He wanted a free Cybertruck, $5 million upfront, $8 million per year, a private jet flight to Vegas for him and his fiance, a couple nights at a suite, plus drinks and massages. Oh, and he wants the right to approve any changes made to X in policy relating to news content. What the hell are you talking about? Don, you weren't even that good at the start. And everyone was like, why is this guy getting hired by Elon? Well, he wasn't. Elon looked at that contract and said, are you crazy? This is like a single A baseball player asking for $10 million signing bonus when you're basically out of wiffle ball league. This is the dumbest thing ever. So, of course, Don Lemon goes on to CNN. Oh, woe is me, woe is me, woe is me. And then Elon and everyone just posted his demands of like, yeah, this is what he wants. This is why he's an idiot. Dude, know your value. You're not even close to that much worth. No one's paying to watch you. This is unbelievable. Accept and embrace. Saturday night, El Trumpo was in Ohio giving a rally, and he starts talking about how China is building all these factories in Mexico to build all these cars, and then they're just going to ship them across the border with no tax or no tariff. And he says, no, 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 I'm going to charge you 100% tariff, because what's going to happen is that's going to kill the automobile industry. It's going to be a bloodbath in America with the automobile industry. So immediately the mainstream media starts saying, Trump says if he's not elected, it's going to be a bloodbath. I mean, we're talking every single news outlet nonstop over and over, like every 3 hours they're putting it out. People are going on CNN talking about, Nancy Pelosi even said, oh my God, El Trumpo said bloodbath if he's not elected. If this is political violence, what are we doing? They left out the entire part of him saying it's a bloodbath to the auto industry. That's like saying, I hate dogs that kill babies. But everyone just takes off the part about kill babies. So it's Rubio hates dogs. That's exactly what they're doing. Elon did not buy X and did not have it, free press, freedom of speech, no one would know about this, no one at all. But it immediately got, the hoax got just bam, crushed within seconds because everyone's on X now and can see it. So nice try, guys. Working hard is not enough. 6 8th graders in Massachusetts are facing criminal charges, 8th graders, okay, 14-year-old kids, over hateful and racist online chat. Okay, what happened to free speech? And this is a private online chat. Number one, I'm not saying be racist, but if you want to be racist, be racist. You can be an idiot all you want. I don't care. You can hate me. I can hate you. I don't care. We do whatever you want. That's your opinion. Do I think you're an idiot if you're racist? Yes, I do. But you still have the right to do it. Do whatever you want. I don't care. It doesn't affect me one bit. But the fact that you're telling 8th graders they can't have a private online chat and they say hateful, racist things, number one, who's judging this? Okay, well, maybe what you think is racist, I don't think is racist. Maybe what you think is hate, I don't think is hate. Or maybe the opposite. I think that's hateful and you don't. So who's the judge? This is very, very stupid. That's a fine line right here. Confidence is the key. This is absolutely amazing. Toronto police held a press conference to tell residents, hey, there's been a lot of break-ins in Toronto. The criminals, all they're doing is looking for cars. So leave your key fobs at the front door. So like right when you walk in, just leave them on a little table there. Don't hide them because all they want to do is they want to come in and they're going to have guns, but they just want your keys. They just want their keys. And so let them rob your car easier. So they just open the door, grab your key fob. Thanks for letting me have me. I'm going to go steal your car now. This is literally a press conference that they had of telling the residents of Toronto what to do. What the hell are you doing, Canada? Stand up for yourself. You're just going to give up the entire city Just a criminal. Oh, guys, you know, sorry that you have to rob my car. Let me make it easier for you so you don't have to break all the way in. Just kind of reach in and grab my keys. Toronto, figure it out, man. If you have any questions, you can email Rubio at therubiomethod.com. And don't forget, tomorrow, 4 p.m. Pacific time, a live show that will be on NGBN.TV that you can phone in. You can even video in and get on with me.
Hey, so what is the best part about working at One Shots?
The family. I love my coworkers.
Good people, good energy. You have the, you could be creative. So, yeah, I like One Shots.
We have a small, tight-knit community here, and I like working with all of our locals and seeing new, meet new people from all over the country.
Our dedicated staff is ready to work for you. ArcBeat specializes in custom apparel. Call us or order online. Free shipping nationwide. Custom printed shirts are our specialty, and we make sure you get exactly what you want. Bring in your own design or let our team create one for you. Promote your business, event, or club with pens, caps, bottles, mugs, and more.
Pretty cool since 1985.